From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Drive through any town after a hurricane has plowed through, and you'll see those ubiquitous blue tarps covering damaged roofs. A program in Alabama gives grants to homeowners to retrofit their houses so they don't blow away next time. As WWNO's Carly Berlin reports for the Gulf States Newsroom, Louisiana wants to follow suit.
Karen Ellis grew up on a quiet rural road in Locksley, Alabama, down near the coast. Her family built a small ranch house here in the 60s. It's made of brick and always felt solid. But in 2020, a few years after Ellis moved back in to take care of her elderly mom, Hurricane Sally blew through here. It ripped a hole in the roof and rain started leaking in. The Ellis family couldn't afford to replace it. So they put one of those blue tarps over the roof, but it didn't last long.
It was a blue up there, but the blue wasn't strong enough. It blew away, and so my brother went and brought another one, a bigger one. The tarp took care of it until to now.
Today, that old damaged roof is coming off, and this crew is putting a new, hardier one on. And the best part for the Ellis family, a state program is covering almost the entire cost. It's called Strengthen Alabama Homes, and it gives people grants up to $10,000 each to help storm-proof their houses. The money goes toward retrofitting homes to something called the Fortified Standard, basically a set of construction guidelines for building houses that can withstand severe weather. Harry Crump is the contractor here working on the Ellis' house. He says there are a few things that make a fortified roof different from a regular roof. First, special nails, called ring shank nails. They look kind of like screws, and their job is to keep your roof attached to the rest of your house. Because turns out, standard smooth nails...
you can pull those out pretty easily. Well, ring shank nail, it locks itself in the wood because it's got rings around it.
Once those nails are in, Crump's crew puts a protective layer called an ice and water shield over the Ellis' roof, which will help keep the rain out.
If you blow a few shingles off, you still have the ice and water shield, which will protect you from the rain.
So, pretty simple. You've got your special nails, your protective shield, you secure the edges, slap on some heavy-duty shingles, and you're good to go. Part of the point of Strengthen Alabama, it encourages people to replace their old roofs using these materials that will actually make it through a storm. But it's got a bigger goal, too, to save the coastal insurance industry.
Well, it came out of necessity. The state was experiencing severe recurring storms along the coast, and insurance companies were taking some pretty hard hits.
Brian Powell is the director of the Mitigation Resources Division at the Alabama Department of Insurance. When Alabama got hit by Hurricane Ivan in 2004, and then Katrina the year after, property insurance companies had to pay out a whole lot of claims all at once, and the insurance industry faltered. Some companies stopped renewing policies, and insurance premiums for homeowners started getting way more expensive. Powell's job... it was to find a way to reduce the risk of loss in the first place, before companies got stressed and homeowners got screwed. He says he had one place to start, with the homes themselves.
The way to do that is to put in place some mechanism so that the homes are kept intact as these storms come through.
He came up with the Strengthen Alabama Homes program, and he says it's a win for the insurance companies. Because houses built to withstand severe weather mean fewer post-storm payouts. The grants are funded by fees paid from the insurance industry, so the state isn't out any money. He says the insurance market on the coast has rebounded.
And the market is becoming very healthy down there, so it's been an overwhelming success.
Such a success that other states are looking to follow suit, including Louisiana. Here's Louisiana's Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon speaking before a state Senate committee in March.
We're copying it from Alabama. The qualifications are virtually the same.
But for Louisiana, this will be a tall task. The state was hit by 7 named storms between 2020 and 2021, and the insurance market is in free fall. And to understand Alabama's coastal insurance success, you have to look beyond just the Strengthen Alabama Homes program. It's funded around 6,000 homes, but that's actually a small fraction of the total number of fortified homes there, around 40,000. And there are only 50,000 of these homes across the whole country, which means Alabama's really leading the way. That's partly because some places in coastal Alabama have baked the fortified standards into their municipal building codes. So when new houses go up, they're all fortified. There's also an added bonus for homeowners, the icing on the cake, really. Once the fortified work is done, they get a discount on their insurance premium. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Carly Berlin in Locksley, Alabama.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. For more about Strengthen Alabama and what that could look like in Louisiana, check out the latest episode of the Sea Change podcast from WWNO and WRKF, wherever you get your podcasts.